This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide. Brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Yes, it's the stage door jingle as promised. And it's Kevin here with the Monday Magazine. And did you like our jingle for stage door? We'll get straight into it because Graham's here already. What do you think of that, Graham?
I love it.
Did you?
Can we hear it again?
Yeah. Did you like the round of applause as well?
That was brilliant. Yeah.
There's so many people in this room.
I think we should come in straight after the round of applause.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll get that
rather
right
than you standing up and taking a bow.
Well, yeah. I just couldn't help it. But there are so many people here just wanting to applaud us that
I just had to
let them do it, didn't I? So how are you, Graham?
Very well.
Welcome back. Another Monday.
Yeah.
And another question for you.
Go on then.
All right, shall I? It is, do you think, Graham Craig of whatsonwhite.com, that audiences these days are looking for different things from entertainment? Do you think people's tastes have changed?
Yeah, they're always going to change and evolve, aren't they?
Right, okay, thanks.
That's cool.
Is that it?
Thank you very much. Right. Yeah. No, they are. I think people want to kind of go with the now rather than plan way ahead, you know, and it's more about kind of being in the moment.
Yeah.
And I think audiences have changed. If you remember the old days of going to the theatre or the cinema.
Yeah.
You'd have a break in the middle of the film or the performance, and the old, you know, Dottie would come round with the ice cream trolley, and you'd have half a tub of ice cream, and then all eating got out of the way, and then you continue with getting on with the movies or the performance.
Mivvies. Do you remember that? You say, do you want a mivvy or a cone or a lolly? Do you remember mivvies?
I don't remember mivvies.
Strawberry mivvies?
That's way before my time. Oh. I know I look quite old, but...
Sorry, but we don't. We talk about audience taste.
But
we weren't talking about taste, so ice creams at the interval.
But I think audiences have got more... are getting more casual and more noisy, and kind of like that kind of tradition of getting all your eating out of the way and then cracking back on with the performance has kind of gone out the window.
Yeah.
Because if you go to the cinema nowadays, you know, you're actively encouraged to take in the noisiest packet of popcorn or sweets or whatever, and the biggest drink with possibly a straw that reaches just... almost off the bottom, so you have to make that sort of noise, you know, through the... It's not quite so bad in the theatre.
No, but wait till the important bit in the film before you get to the dregs of your drink.
Yeah,
it's true, isn't it? People do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you think they are... it's more like... I don't know. It's more of an occasion in its own right than a desire to be entertained. It's like, let's go to the pictures. It's just like, let's go to the pub. And it's incidental.
Or let's go to the park. Yeah. It's kind of... It's not got that... Unless it's a massive movie, like when Star Wars opens and they get all the stormtroopers in the foyer and, you know, there's prizes and giveaways and things to do and stuff like that, then it becomes a big experience. But just going to the pictures or going to the theatre now doesn't quite have the... It is a bit like going sort of like, you know, it's a step up from shall we go shopping.
I think there's something in this, isn't there? The probably getting to the point, but we all want more, don't we? So, like, theatre in London now, they wouldn't have a chance unless they had a big name in a production, would they?
Let's
face it. Yeah. A film. Star Wars,
yeah.
I don't know. Then it's sort of steps down by degrees, doesn't it? The less you've heard of it, the less marketing, the less the big name, the less likely is anybody's going to go, because we are drawn to, like, the celebrity side of it, aren't we?
I'd say, yeah, there is to a point, and but I still think that there are... it's more, I suppose, a society thing where you kind of, you can guarantee that an audience that would go and see kind of like a play done by a local Amdram, you know, theatre company, is going to take an audience from a certain level of, you know, certain section of society.
Yeah.
This, you know, it's not for, you know, kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's not for children. So you're not going to have the, you know, the kids running around. Although a movie.
Yeah.
You know, like Shrek or Storks or whatever's on at the theatre at the moment, at the cinema at the moment, will, you know, kids are kind of, you know, don't have to sit in a seat anymore. You can just sort of, you know, find a seat, run around, eat your crisps or whatever.
Yeah. Did you say you'd done some extensive research into this question?
I did, yeah. I spent a whole minute on Google looking at it, yeah.
What, 60 seconds?
Yeah, couldn't find anything of any worth.
Thanks for putting that effort in.
So I thought I'd just think of it at the moment when I get there.
Oh,
I normally
amazing.
Do like to be prepared, you know, having been in the Scouts for, you know, a whole 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's another story.
Yes. Well, we won't talk about the Scouts at this point.
No.
But, Graham, maybe we should talk about what's on white.com.
Yeah.
So what's coming up
so
over
what's
the next
coming
week
up?
Or
well,
so?
Well, on Monday nights, it's a pity that this isn't on a different night, because obviously you'd have more time to prepare. But
well, excuse us. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, it's Monday.
Okay.
You know, look, just get over it.
Yeah, these people who have stuff on a Monday night are going to miss out on, you know, all the repeats on the podcast and all that sort of stuff. But the Jazz Jam is on at Key Arts tonight at 7 o'clock. It's free to get in, and it's a great mix of some new musicians and vocalists as well as some established ones. So if you're into your music, fancy a free night out, then go there. Guns Two Roses, not Guns N' Roses, but Guns Two Roses, an established tribute group. They have actually performed live with four different members of Guns N' Roses and regularly played top venues and festivals around the globe. And they're at Coburg's on Friday night from 7. Got to really prepare for this one, because his name is Wild Willie Barrett's French Connection. With their unique musical style and irrepressible sense of fun, Willie, John, Mary and Aurora are touring the UK in support of their new album, Avant-Garde Mange 2. Now, you just don't get albums like that.
No.
Titles like that
who
anymore, do you?
Of titles like that?
Obviously, somebody who's got a unique musical style and irrepressible sense of fun. But while Willie and his French Connection are at Key Arts on Saturday the 19th at 7:30, Brendan Shine. Now, sometimes I like to do a little bit of research into the stuff that I'm going to talk about when I come on, right? So I'm kind of thinking, well, I've never heard of him. So let's find out a little bit more about him. He's one of Ireland's best-loved singing stars. He's had a string of hits over the 40 years that he's been at the top. But before he came into the entertainment world, can you guess what he did before?
Bus conductor.
No, he was a successful, as opposed to unsuccessful, a successful carrot farmer.
Really?
Yes.
So now he was successful?
Well...
How do you define that?
But I kind of think, well, if you were that successful...
why did you start singing?
Yeah, what did you start singing for?
Stick to carrots, mate. That's
absolutely.
What you know.
And he also received 4 silver discs and a platinum award for a song entitled Do You Want Your Old Lobby Washed Down? So I thought, I've got to listen to see what that's like. So I got on YouTube, and then I thought, oh, right, okay. I vaguely remember him. He would look like anybody that kind of used to end a programme like, I don't know, a Terry Wogan show or something like that at the end of the, you know, during the 70s. And they had sort of like, you know, a little sort of folk band come on with the accordion and some violin. And that's kind of the music you're going to get.
Okay. Where's he on?
He's on. Now, that's a good one, because I've completely forgotten to write that bit down.
Oh,
so,
really?
So enamoured was I by searching them out on YouTube.
You were sort of distracted a bit by the carrots, weren't you?
Yeah. I have a feeling in the back of my mind he's on at Medina Theatre.
But all the information's on the website.
This Sunday.
Isn't
but
it?
Yes, it is. If you go to this week, he'll be on, because I'm reading stuff out from this week.
Okay.
Apart from the next bit, which is still to come on the island, in music anyway, is Talon, who are regular to the island, playing the best of the Eagles.
Yeah.
Go West, remember them from the 80s? They're still going strong. Mud, with the original members Rob Stars and Rob Davis, who are the lead guitar and bass player. And an interesting fact for the day, I've got lots of interesting facts today, actually. Interesting fact for the day, he wrote Kylie Minogue, this is Rob Davis, who was the one with all the hair, if you remember, and he used to wear the, you know...
Yeah.
...stuff. He co-wrote Kylie Minogue's I Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Really?
How weird is that?
I know. Where did that come from?
No idea.
No.
He clearly couldn't get it out of his head. The Robbie Williams Experience is back by popular demand. TV actor and singer Tom Vaughan, as Robbie Williams, is guaranteed to relight your fire. Featuring an amazing live band, this action-packed show features all of Robbie's hits, including Rock DJ, Angels, Let Me Entertain You, all three of them.
Okay.
And probably a few more.
Yep.
There are a couple of big event screenings on this week. Event screenings are special screenings at the cinemas or local picture houses, which are just like, you know, not your normal films. So the first one is War, which is Certificate 15. It's a Danish movie about the modern day dilemmas of war. That's on Monday and Thursday this week at Ventnor Film Society. The Royal Opera House, Le Conte de Hoffmann, is a Certificate 12A. That's on at Cineworld on Tuesday, and on Sunday at Ventnor Arts Club on Sunday 20th. And Alan Bennett's Diaries Live. Now, this is a big, big one. It's Certificate 12A. It's on at Wednesday the 16th at Cineworld and Ventnor Arts, being beamed live into the cinemas. An unmissable live event that will take a candid look into the mind of Alan Bennett, Britain's best loved writer, who at 82, still shows no signs of slowing down. It's also followed by an exclusive Q&A with Alan from his local library in Primrose Hill. All the movies on this week at the cinemas and other venues, they all have trailers, they all have the times, so if you want something to do, fancy a flick, get on there. Mark Steele, who comes to town with Who Do I Think I Am, comes to Newport. He's on at Medina Theatre this week. That delves into... He has some amazingly funny stories, delves back into his past to find out if something would have happened, how would it have impacted on his life now? Very funny. And still to come, we've got Ross Noble, Ruby Wax, Omid Jalali, and Lee Nelson, and back after some sellout shows on the island, because he always seems to sell out. Al Murray, the pub landlord, is back in the spring next year.
Yeah.
So, and if you want that, you have got to get going on it, because he sells out very, very quickly. We're adding events all the time, so, you know, keep an eye out on the website.
Uh-huh.
And in the theatre this week is The Mousetrap on every night, with some matinees on Wednesday and Saturday at Shanklin Theatre. And there's plenty of pantos we're putting together, are currently being put together at the moment. Rehearsals are underway for some great family theatre this December. Did you know, another amazing fact, because I'm full of them today, that pantomimes started back in the Roman times?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Because I looked it up.
On Google?
Yeah.
What, 60 seconds again?
Yeah. Wiki's a great thing nowadays. when you need something to talk about.
Yeah.
It comes from the Latin. Comes from the Latin pantomimus. Pantomimus. It's actually auto-corrected it, so it doesn't actually say the word that it's...
Oh, right.
Blimey.
You can't speak Latin very well, can you?
No, not at all. Which meant all or one person normally played a dancer. Normally a dancer played all the roles across quite a serious story.
So all these big casts that we're seeing in pantos, they're missing a trick here, aren't they? Well, we just need one person to do
it. Absolutely, yeah. But they have evolved over the years, and they've been influenced by and adapted to include mythical creatures, gender role reversal, and good defeating evil. So... The pantos that we've got listed so far on What's on Why are Sleeping Beauty at Ventnor Winter Gardens, Dick Whittington at Shanklin Theatre. Now, this one is only for one performance only on Sunday the 11th. So, and then there's pantos after that at Shanklin Theatre. There's Beauty and the Beast at Trinity Theatre, Cowes, Aladdin at Medina Theatre, Newport, with TV funny guy Bobby Dazzler, and Cinderella is at Shanklin Theatre. Now, they're all listed. They've got all the dates there. You can click through and buy your tickets direct from those links.
Okay.
And sticking with theatre, we've got a new listing for children's dance classes. PJ's Theatre School is now open at Ryder Spire on Saturday mornings for dance classes. And then one other event on this weekend is Cowes Christmas Fair 2016 at the Yacht Haven. That's on Saturday and Sunday this weekend, 10 till about 4:30, I think.
Okay. Brilliant. And can I just give a mention to another event? It's a Christmas fair that I'm supporting through Origins Theatre, my group, and I'll be there as Charles Dickens. Mm. It's the Prince and Princess Society Christmas Fair at Gernard. Do you know the Gernard Pines, the centre there?
Yeah.
And it's to raise money for children with autism and learning difficulties.
Cool.
So that's on December the 4th.
Right. Which is you have to give me some details of that so I can...
Yeah, I will.
Plug it.
Yeah. That'll be a good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks, Graham.
No problem at all.
Yeah, the wonders of Google, eh?
Yeah.
Well, do you,
what
should we do?
What are we going to Google next week? I mean, what are we going to talk about next week?
I don't know. We'll think of something, won't
okay.
we?
Yeah, okay.
But in the meantime, we'll see you next week, complete with jingle and applause.
Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start.
www.factusradio.com.